abstract. What do we mean by light or darkness or being part of light overcoming darkness? There's a guy named John who lived his life and had plenty of privilege and opportunity. His mother was very assertive and tried to get him the best positions and most influential places. He came from likely a wealthy family, and he was expecting much of himself and for himself. But someone came along that changed his life completely, and he, at the end of his life, did a lot of thinking, reflecting, and writing. And he wrote the words that you heard earlier when we lit the Advent candle. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. People have debated for centuries what John meant. He mentions light, darkness, and the Word. At first, this doesn't seem to address our problem of talking about light and darkness more concretely, but spend some time in John's writing and you begin to see what he meant. So he writes, in the beginning was the Word. What Word? Well, a little farther on, he writes, the Word became flesh, meaning whatever he meant by Word became human. So that sounds like the Word is a person or became a person. And he also writes, the Word dwelt or lived among us, and we have seen his glory. So somehow this person dwelt with John. John lived with him. John saw him. John was able to see that there was something glorious about him. And read a little further on and you discover that by the Word, John actually referred to the one whose birth we commemorate, celebrate tonight, Jesus, the baby whose birth was celebrated only by a few that first Christmas. But John doesn't call him Jesus in the beginning because technically the name Jesus refers to that Word when he became human. So the Word was Jesus before he was born as a baby. And John writes, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, so that somehow this Jesus, this pre-existent Christ, was with God and was God. And then John goes further and says, all things were made through him, and without him not anything was made. So John claims Jesus was there at creation and participated in the creative work that began the universe. But you might say, I thought we were talking about darkness and light. Yes, and we get to that now, where we again read from John, in him the Word, Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of men. So here we get John's definition of light. It is not the light of the sun or of a lamp or of a star. The light is the life of Jesus. God the Son's life is the light. Jesus' life power is the light. So what is darkness? Well, the number one definition for darkness found in most dictionaries refers to light. Darkness is the absence of light. So if Jesus' life power is the light, then darkness would be the absence of Jesus' life power. John wrote, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, which kind of sounds like a battle or a fight. Light shines in the darkness, darkness tries to overcome the light, and darkness can't do it. Darkness fails. The light overcomes, and the light wins. Now, for John, darkness did not just mean physical darkness, nighttime. He meant the forces of darkness, the devil, his demons, death and sin, the enemies of all of us, the things that want to destroy us. And these formed a union that tried to put out the light. Death, sin, the devil, his demons. They pursued the Christ child through Herod's rage. They persecuted Jesus during his time on earth. The devil came to tempt him, and it seemed like death overcame him on the cross. But Jesus rose so that the darkness does not overcome Jesus, the light. Which begs the question, what does this all have to do with you and me? Well, John, along with many other writers in the Bible, agree on a universal reality about all of us. We were born into darkness. We were born apart from the light of Jesus' life power. And many people live today in darkness under the influence and reign of that which aims to destroy them, their sin, death, the devil and his forces. But listen to what John also wrote. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And somehow, if we receive the true light, we become God's children. We have the light, which is the life of Jesus inside of us, and the darkness will not overcome us. Now, many of you already have this light in you, the light of Christ, and he calls you to continue to shine his light through your life. You have within you the light that everyone needs. You have in you the true light, which gives life to everyone. So shine it in the way that you live and talk and act and respond and text and drive. Let Jesus' life shine, light come out of you so that others can see it. But some of you may have never heard of this before, or some of you may have heard of this, but you don't like it. And Jesus himself may have an explanation about why that is the case. When Jesus was about 30 years old, a religious scholar came to visit him when it was night, in the darkness. And Jesus talked about light and darkness. And he said, the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness. Jesus provides a root reason why people want nothing to do with him. He's the light they need, but they love the darkness they live in. And friend, if that's you, darkness might feel good right now, but it's out to destroy you. Please don't camp or settle there. I know it costs a lot to come to Jesus, but it will cost you everything not to come to him. Darkness will overcome you, but no one still breathing is too far gone. And tonight you can come to the light and begin the journey of living by the life power of Jesus. And if you're interested in that or wonder more about it, talk to a Christian that you know, maybe who invited you here tonight. Talk to myself or one of the pastors who you'll see up here in a moment. Visit the table on the way out. Maybe you're a person who would like to walk more closely with Jesus, but you just don't know how. And on the table on the back, we have these green books that are basically a way for you to walk through the year with Jesus. Help yourself to one of those or any of the resources on that back table before you leave tonight. But don't leave without thinking about Jesus, the light that you need. And Christians, keep shining your light and walking by it. I know many of you, and I know the trials that you carry, some of them. Jesus knows them better. And to each one of us who has his light in us, he says this, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Lord Jesus, we come to you tonight, and we thank you that you are willing to be the true light to come into this world. We don't really have an idea of what it cost you to do that, or what it was like for you to leave the glories of heaven and become a servant, a human, who eventually died a humiliating death on a cross for us. And yet you did that willingly so that we might have life. There's a lot of misinformation out there about you, Lord Jesus. And sometimes we Christians don't do a very good job of clearing it up. We make things worse, maybe by the way that we live or treat other people. So for people here tonight who don't know you and maybe have something blocking their way because of some experience with a Christian in the past or a church in the past, I pray that you would unblock that and reveal yourself in a much deeper way to them tonight. And to all who are here tonight, Lord, those who have your light in you especially, will you be their shepherd? Will you continue to lead us? Show us your yoke, the yoke that you want us to live under, which is easy and light. Help us to trust you with the burdens that we have and to live in a way that our light shines for the world to know. We pray this in your mighty and powerful name. Amen.